the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, listen, anytime you're standing up in front of however many million people we were, and you have a loss of train of thought, sure, I mean, it impacts you. But the fact is, one error is not going to make or break a campaign. So we're going to keep talking about what's important to the people of this country, and that's the substance of how to get Americans back working again.
There is Rick Perry making the talk show rounds after he stumbled at the latest GOP debate this week. And so that sort of puts us into focus here on the countdown. The 2012 presidential race, as far as the Republicans are concerned, number one this week, not a stranger to that position on our piling of the top 10 of the week. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're running down the top 10 hits in News Talk Radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine and the staff that puts together the countdown. Monitoring talk radio programs all across the country is our job, and reporting to you with sound, and certainly an urging for you to comment on the sound that you hear at 800-510-8255. So from number 10 to number 1 at 10, the constitutionality of Obamacare. Number 9, Conrad Murray, guilty. Fast and furious hearings, speaking of things that are apparently on the guilty side. That's number 8. Number 7, the ballot issue in Ohio, unions up or down. Number 6, the Occupy movement here and around the world. Iran's nuclear ambitions, number 5. What's happened this week on the stock markets, number 4. The economic crisis in Europe is 3. Penn State and what's gone on there this week is number 2. And the presidential race, number 1. So Rick Perry moves into action the day after the debate to talk to you about his slip-up. He couldn't remember one of the three agencies he said he would cut. He stopped by David Letterman's show to poke fun at himself.
Here we go. Top 10 Rick Perry excuses. Number 10.
Actually, there were three reasons I messed up last night. One was the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And two was the headache.
Mm-hmm.
And three,
that's all right. Don't worry about it. That's too fine. Rick Perry excuse number 9.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think things went well.
You should have been with me last night, Governor. Number 8.
Hey, I was up late last night watching Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I see. Well, sure. That explains it. Number 7.
I thought the debate was tonight.
I see. Well, there you go. That happens to everybody. It was a mix-up, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. Number 6.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Number 5, Rick Perry excuse.
El Nino.
Okay, thank you. Number 4.
Yeah, I had a 5-hour energy drink 6 hours before the debate.
Oh, no. I hate that. Number 3.
Yeah, I really hoped you'd give me on my favorite talk show, but instead I ended up here.
What? Hey, wait a minute. I'm right here. I heard that. Thank you. Number 2.
Yeah. I wanted to help take the heat off my buddy Herman Cain.
Okay. Let's put this stuff in the caboose. And the number 1 Rick Perry excuse.
I just learned Justin Bieber is my father.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, that was pretty funny. 800-510-8255. Here is Taco's Doug Meehan speaking about the oops moment for Rick Perry.
Oops. You're running for president. What's your reaction? Oops. Oh, my. Oh, did you hear Romney, by the way? Psst. Try DPA. EPA's the one you want to get rid of. Oh, yeah, yeah, EPA. They're like in elementary school. And the kid forgot the answer to the question. And the wise guy sitting next to him says, try the EPA. EPA's the one you want. Okay, yeah, the EPA. And then one of the moderators says, are you sure? Is that your final answer? You want the EPA out?
Oops.
Oops. Oh, no. I'm just kidding. It wasn't the EPA. So what was it? Now, we've all been there, have we not? Have we all not been in the situation where we are trying to remember something during the course of a conversation? And one thing in particular that we're trying to remember starts to slide away. We can't remember it. And the harder we try to recall it, the mind goes blank. And you can try as hard as you want. You are not pulling it back. But you are not running for president of the United States. It is not a plan that you put together. Allegedly, Rick Perry put this plan together of the three items that he's going to cut, and he cannot remember. Oh, and I don't know if you caught the debate. He is looking down on his podium, looking for the answers. And wouldn't you know, it is not there. All I can picture are these two things. Romney's staffers, either backstage or watching the TV, going, oh my God, no! Rick Perry, excuse me, Herman Cain's might have been doing the same thing. But I'm sorry, Rick Perry going, oh, and his staffers going, oh no! Come on, get the third thing. And then there's the other people that are out there that work for Southwest Airlines, and it's like Nike watching Tiger make that putt that just peeled off into the hole, and they go, there's our commercial. The guys that are over at Southwest Airlines going, we've got our next commercial.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Five.
Okay, so commerce, education, and
want to get away?
Yes. Oh, man. What? Just imagine what it felt like for Rick Perry to be standing up there, and the tumble of the tummy, and the panic, literally panic that probably set in for him, and he's looking, scrambling for his notes and his papers, and he cannot find it.
All right, so he doesn't look good, doesn't sound good. It's not a reason not to vote for him, though, because he's a human being, and we all make mistakes, and we all forget things. You're not perfect. He's not perfect. I'm by no means signing on to his campaign. But and I guess damage control, it was sort of, I think somebody measured it, 54 seconds, a memory lapse of 54 seconds in the presidential debate in Michigan. So does that wipe him off your book? Or if he is wiped off, is there a really good reason for it? Because this isn't a good reason. 800-510-8255. As we continue to discuss the number one issue, the number one topic, the number one subject, the number one most discussed item on News Talk Radio is the Republican side of the presidential race.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstring sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, at least the headlines or the discussion is off of Herman Cain for a little bit. Here are our talk hosts John Zach and Susan Rose as we focus on how much damage Rick Perry did to his campaign.
This latest debate among the Republican candidates for president has resulted in some sound bites now that are going to live in infamy. I'll let you tell our listeners what happened.
It's hard to describe how bizarre this moment was with Rick Perry. You know, he committed really, you don't want to pile on because he obviously knows he had a bad night. That having been said, this was sort of an epic flub on the debate stage. He literally just froze. We've all had a moment where our brains have not worked, generally speaking. Few of us experienced it on such a grand stage. The problem for Perry was that he couldn't remember the third agency that he himself has said he would cut as president. He says this on the campaign trail all the time. He is able to recall them all the time. He just couldn't retrieve Department of Energy for some reason. And at first it looked almost like, for myself watching it, I couldn't quite figure out what was happening at first. It almost seemed like self-parody, because we are talking about someone who has had a real problem in debates. This did not end the negative impression that people have of Perry in terms of gravitas, in terms of heft. This really reinforced an existing narrative that he's just not that nimble. And, you can't say anything is over given how bizarre this cycle has been and given the fact that there is still no conservative candidate whom the social conservatives are sort of coalescing around in Iowa, the first in the nation caucuses. That said, I really think this is very, very hard to come back from. He was already having trouble fundraising. He's not going to seem like a better investment after last night.
Yeah, they're calling it a YouTube moment for the ages, and he seems to be brushing it off this morning. But there are those out there who are saying that he's finished after this. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, look, he's doing the right thing, which is try to just keep going, and, you see what happens where the chips fall, and you hope that the fallout is not terrible. This was really bad. I mean, this moment is being replayed over and over and over again, and I think compounding it is the fact that he has spent the last 2 weeks having to say to people, I wasn't on something in New Hampshire when I gave this speech that was sort of over-exuberant about 2 weeks ago. This didn't help. He has needed to seem like the most credible and most electable alternative to Mitt Romney from the conservative wing of the party, and this is, frankly, words fail me in terms of how bad it was.
All right, so Herman Cain in the polls, Rick Perry in the polls, who are you paying attention to? That's something that people will be discussing this weekend, probably, and we'll move more of it into center focus next week on the countdown. Meanwhile, we move on to number two in a moment.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so number two on the countdown this week is what is going on at Penn State. My heavens, what a mess. The scandal continues to broaden. Some people say they haven't heard anything yet. Here's radio host Doc Thompson talking to sports host Mark Amazon about the way Penn State has handled the firing of Paterno.
Did you hear how this whole thing came down?
Yeah, we actually ran the press conference live at 10:06, and it was one of the most amazing press conferences I've ever heard. They started out by announcing that Graham Spanier, the president, was no longer with the school, and that drew no reaction whatsoever. It didn't surprise anybody. And then Joe Paterno is no longer coach at Penn State, and there were gasps and shrieks and funny noises. And then immediately the first question is, who's going to coach on Saturday? Which maybe tells you a little something about how Penn State got in this position. And everybody was focused in on the fact, how did you fire him? How did you tell him? And the Board of Trustees representative didn't want to answer that question. And eventually he just got pressured into saying, yeah, we called him. And so then everyone's hung up on, after 44 years, you fired him by telephone, which completely misses the point. Joe Paterno almost became kind of like a sympathetic figure, almost like the victim in this whole thing during this press conference.
It was outrageous that anybody would protest that. Yeah. I understand the kids are passionate about it, but it is disgraceful. First of all, that you would protest over the firing of a coach anyways. Do you not know what's going on in the world? But second of all, a coach who clearly did the wrong thing almost 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, and that's the nut of this issue is, you know, people talk about Jim Tressel at Ohio State, and look, Jim Tressel deserved what happened to him, but here's a guy that hid for 9 months the fact that his players had sold memorabilia to a slime ball. It's a big deal, and he can't do it, and he lost his job for it. Joe Paterno, not 9 months, 9 years, hid the fact that his friend, his number one assistant, was raping young boys, and you've got to think dozens of more incidents occurred because of Joe Paterno's inaction. And Doc, I was shocked last night how many people were defending him. He didn't do anything wrong. From a legal standpoint, if you want to make that case, yes, the legal burden was for him to report it to his immediate superior, which he did. But from the man test, from a human test, from an issue of compassion and a moral compass and ethics, he failed miserably. Some people got upset with me last night. You know, between 9 and midnight, I said the only word I can come up with for Joe Paterno right now is scumbag. And people said, whoa, that's awful harsh, Mark, to call the guy a scumbag. But what do you call somebody who lets kids get raped and doesn't do everything he can to stop it? I don't have a better word.
All right, so there's some pretty provocative sound from a radio program hosted by a fellow named Doc Thompson. Here, radio person Jen Bryan with a caller about people that are trying to protect Paterno.
Joe Paterno's the Pope. I mean, look at it. So he's the Pope of Penn State. Let's go there. He's the Pope of Penn State. And what did they do? Oh, quietly retire. You know what? 55 is a really young age to retire. But if you go away, we'll give you all the benefits. You can still have access to games, the high school facility in the area, locker rooms, the showers. We'll still be able to see you floating around with little boys and going places and spending the night in hotel rooms with them. We're not going to say anything. Joe Paterno is the damn Pope of Penn State. So how can anybody protect him? He is a monster because he didn't do anything. Isn't he? You guys tell me. Russ, tell me something. You know, how could, if you knew, if there was somebody in your workplace, I don't even, let's just say in your workplace, that they were rude, you always saw them with little boys, and you know that there were sleepovers, even though he's married, and they take vacations with little boys, and they were rumored that he peddles little boys, wouldn't you be inclined to get yourself involved in some way and maybe call authorities? I'm just curious. How can people have let this go on for so long?
First of all, I would not allow it to go on, and if the higher-ups didn't take action, then I would inform the authorities myself.
Nearly a half a century passes Joe Paterno getting used to not being the Penn State football coach. Is he making it all about him? That's what some people have said. Moving along, we get to the next item up on the rung as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
What do you love?
Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. And what does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Talk Radio in Review, your chart for the week of November 7th to the 11th. Presidential race, the Cain accusations, what happened to Rick Perry, that's number one. The Penn State scandal, number two. By the way, the poll this weekend at DougStephan.com. Should Penn State have fired Joe Paterno? A, absolutely, he belongs in jail. Probably since he didn't really do anything to stop the horrible crimes being committed. I don't think so. Is C, this is an outrageous witch hunt. Is D, who's Joe Paterno? Is E. All right, so you can respond to that or other polls that you see at DougStephan.com. Number three this week on the countdown, what's going on in Europe? They have the economic jitters with some degree of relativity. That is, there's a reason for all of that hoo-ha. Things are tough there. As a result of that, our stock market here and around the world been pretty jittery. So that's number four. What's happening in Iran is number five. A lot of people wondering and worrying about nuclear weaponry there. Here's host Monica Rajpal talking to correspondent Reza Saya about international reaction to the pursuit of nuclear capabilities by Iran.
France is saying that they want to convene a U.S. Security Council meeting. In fact, they're even going as far as saying that if indeed all of this adds up, this report adds up, they're prepared to take what they're describing as sanctions of unprecedented scale.
Yeah, and I think that's not a surprise. I think a lot of people believe that this report sets the stage for more economic sanctions, whether they're unilateral or multilateral. Iran is obviously, and this is no surprise, rejecting the allegations made by this IAEA report. But the Israeli foreign minister, the former foreign minister, Zippy Livni, who said that this report makes it clear that Iran is looking to achieve a nuclear weapon. What's important to point out, and this sometimes gets lost in all the hype surrounding this report, is that this IAEA report does not come out and explicitly say Iran is building a weapon. It does not directly accuse the Islamic Republic of Iran of constructing a nuclear weapon. And I think that's an important distinction. It claims that there's alleged evidence of theoretical work, research done by Iran on a nuclear weapon, computer models of a nuclear explosion, allegedly work possibly heavily on trigger mechanisms. These are obviously compelling allegations, but nowhere in this report do we see a smoking gun, a direct accusation against Iran that it's going after a nuclear weapon. And with the absence of a smoking gun, it seems to make it easy for Iranian officials to refute it, and that's exactly what they're doing. Today, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad once again denied these reports. He said they're fabrications. He said Iran doesn't need to build a weapon, but he also added that Iran is not going to budge an iota in its nuclear program. So, Monita, this is a dance we've seen in years past. Allegations made by the IAEA Western powers without that smoking gun, without that direct accusation, and Iran seems to have an easy time refuting it, and that's what we're seeing, this dance, this dramatic dance we've seen for years play itself out again.
During the week, a number of people have called to be heard on Iran and what we ought to do there. So we'll take those calls, or some of them anyway, in a few minutes after we get a little bit more background on Iran and Israel saying that they're going to go in there and make sure there are no nuclear weapons. In fact, here is an excerpt from a Fox interview Megyn Kelly did with the Middle Eastern analyst Valid Fares about the help Iran's been getting from other countries.
IAEA officials saying scientists from the former Soviet Union, from Pakistan and North Korea have helped Iran master critical steps needed to build a nuke, including expertise on detonators and missile propulsion. You know, we had been expecting this IAEA report this week, and we continue to expect it, but we're getting a heads up on what we expect from that report, and it is that foreign expertise has really helped Iran, and it all but has a nuclear weapon. I mean, that could explain a lot about what we've been hearing about Israel's consideration of a possible preemptive strike this week and last.
Absolutely. The big picture is very important to understand what the Iranian leadership is up to. For many years, the Iranians have basically understood that if they produce that weapon quickly and they don't have any protection around it, somebody in the international community, the United States, Israel, may well take it out. So what they've done was to work slowly on the weapons, get those technologies, ready it, but meanwhile create the protection system. And what is the protection system? This missile system, because if they can establish the missile range, the missile bases, the missile launching pads, when we want to interact with them, it will be too late. So now the Iranians are telling us not only we have the missiles, we have also the fissiles.
So they've been working, according to these reports, with a scientist from the Soviet Union who went over to some guy named Yashalav Danilenko, a former Soviet nuclear scientist who was contracted in the mid-90s by Iran. This is according to a report in the Washington Post. And they go on about how extensively he helped Iran and how they really never stopped. They had briefly paused on their nuclear program in 2003, but then continued it in earnest. Waleed, you know, I think to the average layperson, this just looks like a joke. You know, we've been getting these reports. It doesn't have a nuke. And now we get this. They've been developing it. They're on the precipice. They've got something that's nuclear that they can put on a missile. What are we to believe when it comes to Iran and its future when we get reports like this?
Well, because we are not ahead of the curve. What has happened, for example, in 2003 is that an intelligence estimate told us, well, the Iranians stopped. Stopped what? They stopped the public search for a nuclear program, and they went underground with it. And meanwhile, what we are discovering now are things that have been happening over the past decade and significantly over the past 3 to 4 years. So the Iranians now are surprising the international community with the fact that they may have it very soon. But I do surmise that they are not going to declare it before we are out of Iraq. It's very important, the geopolitical context. They don't want to see American forces capable of deterring them when they're going to declare it.
All right, so Israel and Iran in the focus here on the countdown. Here's host Garland Robinette with CBS Middle Eastern correspondent Robert Berger about the reports Israel is preparing a preemptive strike.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, even though they're going to reveal all these details, they say they are not going to draw the conclusion that Iran is making the weapon. I think it's NATO said they have no intention of stepping in, but I just heard a report that Italy over the weekend was practicing how to refuel long-term, long-range bombers for Israel. Has all of that gone on before? Is this all part of the conflagration when it starts up on a regular basis?
Well, they have been training for this mission for an awfully long time. I mean, there are certain things that have happened recently that could suggest that Israel, is considering this matter further. I mean, you know, the more time goes by, I mean, you say that this is, you've been thinking about this and talking about it since 2005. I mean, that means that today Iran is 6 years closer to getting a nuclear bomb than they were back then. And so, you know, as time goes by, I think it's quite clear, really, it's clear to Israel and to the U.S. and to the West that Iran is not just, you know, building this nuclear program for peaceful purposes. And so, you know, Israel, at some point, we're going to reach the point of no return, where somebody's going to have to do something. Now, as I said, I didn't really go into details, but if Israel attacks Iran, it's widely believed by the top experts that we're going to have a major regional war here. Israel would be bombarded with missiles not only from Iran, but from Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza. Maybe Syria would be drawn in. We're talking about a major regional confrontation that it could even draw in the United States. So, you know, and oil prices would soar probably to $200-$300 a barrel, that kind of thing. I mean, it's the kind of thing that everyone wants to avoid. But if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, I mean, certainly from Israel's point of view, that would be catastrophic. And so I think we're just getting a little closer now to the point of confrontation.
All right. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Iran, Iraq, Israel. Larry's calling the countdown from Arizona.
I've been following this Iran thing. It's been very, very well analyzed and deconstructed on the noagenda.org, noagendashow.org, or noagendashow.com, and also on various podcasts that are attached to that site. It's very, very good analysis. I think it's just a repeat of Iraq and everything else. We need to keep our troops at home. We need to buckle down and mind our own business, look at our economy, and stop the saber rattling.
All right. That's one point of view. We have a number of them here to share with you, including this call from Bill in St. Louis.
I say that the Americans and the Israelis have been threatening the Iranians for 30 years. And how could you talk about what the Iranians don't have and not mention the Israelis and the thermonuclear weapons that they have? And they haven't signed any agreement. They haven't acknowledged anything, but the whole planet knows that they're sitting on a stockpile of atomic and thermonuclear weapons, and you people in the media don't say a word. This is just hypocrisy.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's move on. Number six is the OWS movement. A lot of attention being paid to that. You heard a lot of conversation about that. Number seven, the Ohio Union ballot issue. And we'll focus on number eight, Fast and Furious, that whole business very much in an appropriate way being scrutinized. Stay tuned for that on the countdown.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow...
Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
From our producers to your ears, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going over the charts for this week, and we are up to number 8, which is the discussion about Eric Holder. Testimony in the Senate this week. Here's Talk Host Jimmy Barrett with Larry Pratt, who's Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America.
Well, the problem is that the Attorney General, you know, he had some facts wrong, and, you know, his recollections weren't quite accurate in a whole variety of different ways.
That was the excuse. Oops, yeah, it was a little longer ago that I actually knew that we were running this horrible program called Fast and Furious, where we were putting guns into the hands of Mexican cartels to kill other Mexicans. Oops.
Yeah, made a few mistakes. Sorry about that. Although, I take it back. He didn't apologize, did he?
He didn't apologize for the family of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent that was murdered, because some cartel guys had some of these guns in their hands. No, he just wouldn't do that. So this is really quite a performance. I think Mr. Holder has ice water in his veins. He is a cold guy.
Well, he even talked about that this is a perfect example of why more gun control is needed. And as you know, Larry, there are a lot of people who think that maybe the sort of the subplot Operation Fast and Furious was to cause more gun violence so that it would be easier to convince people that more gun control is needed. He pretty much came out and said that yesterday, didn't he?
This is an amazing performance when he and Senator Dianne Feinstein said, look, yeah, the government's been caught complicit in the conspiracy to commit murder, but what this shows is we need more gun control. Who do you believe, me or your lying eyes? It's really an amazing thing that they're willing to do. There was an email that went from a member of the National Security Council, Kevin O'Reilly, immediately to the head of the ATF office in Phoenix, where they were conducting the Fast and Furious project, injecting guns into Mexico. And the question in the email was, and this was one of a series of many, hey, have any guns in Fast and Furious turned up at a crime scene so we could use that as a reason for issuing a gun control letter?
All right, so there is what you would expect from the gun control folks. When I think of Fast and Furious, I think of all those movies, but this connects to gun control, Dianne Feinstein, etc. Number 9, Conrad Murray in the focus next on the countdown.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So pretty much everybody knows at this point that Conrad Murray is guilty, whether or not the punishment fits the crime. I guess that's part of the discussion here. It's been all over television and the radio. Let's start by listening to radio host Michelle Tafoya talking to an attorney named Justin Sanders about what he believes lies ahead for Conrad Murray.
Is this any kind of surprise for you?
No, you know, Michelle, I said that I was going to stop predicting what juries would do, at least in my own cases. But I had predicted that if they came back before Tuesday, that it was definitely a conviction.
Why do you say that? What do you guys read into that quick decision?
Well, I think in cases like this where the evidence is so overwhelming, the jury is just going to go back there and they're going to say, hey, look, does anybody really have a problem with convicting this guy? And they kind of go around in a circle and they just kind of wrap it up real quick. They look at the jury instructions and they make a quick decision. If it takes longer, it shows that maybe there's a holdout or two, or that the jury really had a problem with some evidence and they're taking a long time to discuss it.
What do you think lies ahead now? There's certainly going to be appeals, and how long will that take?
Well, in California, an appeal takes about 18 months. One thing to remember is that the judge doesn't necessarily have to sentence Mr. Murray to state prison. He can give him probation.
Yeah, that's true. He can. What's your gut telling you about that sentence?
I think that given the overwhelming weight of the evidence, the judge will probably sentence him to state prison. I think he, you know, practically speaking, I don't think the judge wants to make himself a target. also of the public's ire. But I think that even if Conrad Murray goes to state prison under these new sentencing laws that just came down in California because our prisons are overcrowded, he could really be out in a matter of months. It wouldn't surprise me.
All right, Al Franken even has weighed in on this week. Everybody's talking about Conrad Murray. Here's Talk Host Michael Broomhead with a focus on the verdict.
Did you see the maniacs outside? This is the other thing I'm not quite sure about. This is some confirmation of the nonsense about Los Angeles, California. Sentencing will be November 29th. That is a Monday? No, Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday because I have an event on the 28th. It is the 29th is a Tuesday. So they will sentence this guy. Now, he can get up to 4 years in prison, which shocked me. Because I thought it would be much more. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. I would think that if you kill somebody, you could get more time in jail than that. But apparently the maximum sentence could be 4 years, and he may lose his medical license. And this guy did not look nearly as confident as O.J. did when he sat in an L.A. courtroom. And I think it's because he realized he didn't have Johnny Cochran as an attorney, nor the funds to pay like O.J. had. But I think the guy's guilty. I've got to tell you, I think the guy's absolutely guilty. You're a doctor. You know what this drug can do to people. And don't you have an obligation? If you see your patient, I mean, as far as I know, this was his only patient, right? He was Michael Jackson's personal physician. You have an obligation when you see somebody harming themselves like this, and you knew what was going on. If nothing else, it's what you hired the guy for. So I think there's some accountability that needs to be had here. We'll see. Let's hope he gets a little bit more time in jail than Lindsay Lohan.
All right, here's host Paul W. Smith with clinical psychologist Dr. Donna Rockwell about the morals questions that came up with Conrad Murray.
Your celebrity mental health specialization might help us understand the Elvis Presley being watched slowly killing himself with food and drugs and nobody doing anything because he was worth too much money to them. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, I can't think of all the names of all the celebrities that were surrounded by people who might have been able to step in and help. And in this case, with Michael Jackson, Conrad Murray continued to do the wrong thing.
I think we have the same scenario going on in both stories. We have a moral obligation that was not spoken to or answered to, because Murray was more interested, Dr. Murray, in cleaning up the crime scene than in calling 911. That's another moral mistake, obviously. And so I think it's interesting that both cases look at that. And, you know, fame is involved in the first story as well. You have a guy like Sandusky who seems bigger than life, and that's what makes people afraid, because people don't mess with famous people. They don't want to do that, you know. They see them as higher and bigger and more omnipotent than they are. And so they don't carry through with their own moral imperative, which they should do. So Conrad Murray was guilty of that as well.
All right, so let's look at the list of people. We've gone through all of the stories. Number 10, Conrad Murray, as far as the most talked about people this week. At number 9, Daniel Stern. Number 8, Aminajad. Number 7 is Angela Merkel. Number 5, Berlusconi. 4, Mike McCreary. Paterno is 3, Perry is 2, and...